We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. We're feeling a little brain dead this morning. We've already established that.
Yes.
I've already confused the year that we're in. I thought it was 2023.
No, it's 2024.
It's actually 2024, so I've already made that mistake. This morning in the shower, I was just even trying to think of what day it is. This has felt like a long week.
Yeah, today is Thursday.
And I thought it was Friday for a second.
Ugh.
I think that the reason why the week feels long is because of the weather.
It's
when you have like different seasons in one week, it feels like, well, how long ago was that? It feels like a couple weeks ago.
Well,
we had beautiful sunshine on Tuesday.
And I feel like those days, those sunshine days feel longer when you look back on them because you tried to do so much in that day. Like, I feel like I lived 100 lives on Monday. I did so many things on Monday that was the longest day of my week.
No, that's true. That's a good point. And then you use up energy and it drains your mental strain a little bit.
Right.
And so we're just limping here to the weekend. And I'm trying to think of what next week is going to look like.
Do we know?
Well,
kind of.
I don't know if anybody's talking about this, but this is the weekend that we spring ahead.
Oh, no.
Usually everybody's talking about it all week long. There's a bunch of articles.
Oh, no.
Like, here's what happens to your body and your circadian rhythms because you lose that hour of sleep. It's to the point where I don't even think about it, only because all of our digital devices update themselves as far as what time it is.
Right.
Really, the only clock that I have to change is in my car and on the stove.
Yeah.
That's
but
it.
But I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to look at the glass half full, and that is that now we get more daylight, right?
Yes, it's going to stay lighter later.
It's still so annoying. We hate daylight savings time, don't we? I mean, truly, we hate it.
It's the conversation that will never end. I mean, the daylight savings conversation has been going on since I can remember, since I've been alive.
But wait, didn't you used to live in a state that does not do daylight savings time?
Correct. In Arizona, they do not recognize daylight savings time. So the time there stays the same. It's everybody else that changes.
And how was your life better because of it?
I didn't really notice a difference.
Okay, so we're not making a strong argument.
Well, it's for different reasons in Arizona that they do that. It's because it gets so darn hot.
Right.
In Arizona, that at a certain time of day, if you're outside and it's 112 degrees.
Right.
So they do it that way in Arizona with it not recognizing daylight saving time, but then the sun comes up at like 5 a.m.
Right.
So it is beautiful, bright sunshine at 5 in the morning at a certain part of the year.
Like,
and that's so people can go outside and go take a bike ride or take their kids to the park or whatever they want to do before it gets like super
hot.
Yeah, super intense hot for the day.
I mean, I would love to drive into work one day and the sun be rising. What does that feel like to not drive to work in the complete dark?
You're right. My mind would be blown.
I would be sitting there singing Annie. The sun will come out tomorrow. I would love it.
That's so funny. Yeah, I my brain couldn't handle it. I would drive to work thinking I'm like, I must be 4 hours late to work today.
Right, right, right.
What is happening?
I love radio because it plays all my favorite songs and it wakes me up in the morning. Go on
and entertain me. It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. While we're on the subject, Morgan, something that my wife does that annoys me, and she did it last night.
What?
She got home from work. She poured herself a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. She opened up one of my drawers and put on a pair of my Adidas joggers.
You don't like it when your wife wears your clothes?
No, I just stared. I didn't say anything, though. I just stared at her, and she didn't pick up on my vibe. I was just staring, and I was giving her the death glare, but I bit my tongue. I did not say anything. But those are my comfy, cozy Adidas joggers. I might have even worn them to work tomorrow. I can't now. Just a little thing that annoys me, I guess. Morgan says that she got Netflixed.
Oh, I was so upset yesterday.
What does that even mean? What does it mean when you get Netflixed?
Do you want me to tell you right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how long have we been hearing about the Netflix password sharing crackdown?
Oh, at least a year.
Like, for ages, it feels like. And every time I see a headline, I'm like, yeah, okay, you've been saying that. It hasn't happened, whatever. I share a Netflix account with my sister and my brother-in-law. So they're on one. My brother-in-law's name is Adam. So Adam's cousin is also on the plan, and then David and I. So five devices, right?
Okay.
Or three devices, five people.
All right.
I got kicked off his Netflix plan last night.
Okay, so whose account is it? Who holds the account?
Adam.
Adam holds the account.
My brother-in-law, yes.
Okay. And now you can no longer access his Netflix.
I was so upset. I got home yesterday after I had an appointment after the show, but then I got home and I needed to watch the finale of Love is Blind, obviously, because I had to be up to date. And I go onto Netflix to watch it and it's like, error. Enter your email address. So I'm texting Adam like feverishly, like, Adam, can you check your email address? Something's going on. And he texts me back and he's like, oh, it's making me change my home address to your home address if you want to watch it. But I can't change it because we still need to watch it at our home. So I got straight kicked off the Netflix account last night and I officially have to pay for my own.
That's fascinating. Yeah, we've been talking about this, I want to say, for over a year. And I know that Netflix, I believe, started rolling this out, the crackdown in other countries. I don't know how they flag you, though. I wonder if the fact that you moved.
Yeah, I was wondering that, too.
If that somehow tipped Netflix off that your IP address was different or something.
Yeah, I mean, David said the same thing to me, my husband, David. But I did watch Netflix for a whole 5 days. I mean, surely, I guess it wouldn't be immediate that they would catch me, but they caught me. Now I'm paying $15.49 a month Netflix.
So Netflix is that valuable to you that you already signed up for a new account?
Well, I was really thinking through it yesterday because the only time that I really am actively on Netflix is when seasons of Love is Blind is out, because honestly, it is the most popular dating show on TV. I know people would think it would be The Bachelor, but it's not. It is Love is Blind. People love the show. So I have to stay up to date on it. And I was thinking, well, just pay the $15. And then, you know, pause your subscription when the Seasons of Love is Blind is not playing.
This is fascinating because I'm sure that families are going through this right now. They've got to make some tough decisions.
Right.
On who is on their account and who's not.
Right.
I haven't heard. You're the first one that I've heard of in my friend circle that has been kicked off of Netflix.
Same.
Because of their crackdown.
I was so mad.
I wonder if anybody else is going through this right
now. It's coming.
Because you do have to make tough decisions. And in fact, I'm surprised that Adam, your brother-in-law, had his cousin on the account. Because cousin seems, I mean, they must be really close
cousins. They are. It's more like a brother and sister relationship than a cousin relationship.
Because there's no way I would let any cousin on any account right. of mine.
But I actually think that they're only letting two devices. So it's not even like when I was setting my account up last night, it was like, what two devices will you be watching on? Not what two households. So I was like, my phone and my TV, and it wouldn't let me add anything else. So I feel like cousin Megan might be getting the boot sometime too.
Well, we should let her know.
Yeah.
We should give her the heads up. This is actually a discussion that I've been wanting to have. I did a deep dive into all of the streaming apps that I'm currently subscribing to, all the ones that I'm getting for free from somebody else, and went into my credit card and actually figured out how much I'm paying. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow.
We figure out our streaming finances
okay.
on the show tomorrow. Speaking of finances, 56% of people have gone into debt because of blank. What is that blank? We'll talk about it next on the Q Morning Show.
The Q Morning Show with Morgan and Bill. Q104. Because it's all in my
head. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. So over 50% of people have gone into debt because of this. Morgan brought this to my attention. She knows what it is.
Yes.
What is it, Morgan?
Because of their wedding. Great. Fantastic. Love that.
What kind of details about this story jumped out to you?
56% of people say they go into debt to pay for the entirety of their wedding. 39% put things on credit cards. 18% took out bank loans. Another 18% had family loans. 44% got money from their parents or their family, while only 11% had relatives pay for the entire thing. My parents definitely are not paying for the entire thing. Not even close.
You're chipping in as well.
Yes. A lot. A lot.
I'm going to be honest with you. 56% sounded low to me.
Really? You thought it would be higher?
To pay for a wedding?
To go into debt? Yeah.
I mean, unless you're saving for a long time.
Right.
Who has that amount of cash on hand?
Right.
Unless you're obnoxiously rich.
Right.
Because weddings are, on average, how much do they cost?
It depends on what kind of wedding you want to have, but let's say...
I always heard it was something like $26K for a wedding.
Yeah, I would say a little higher than that today. I would say like 30. I know people that have had big weddings for 30,000. I know people who have had big weddings for 75,000. So pick your poison. I will not be spending $75,000. Absolutely no way. I think, you know, David and I are trying to keep it closer to that first number that I said, hopefully even lower than that. I think what helps us is that, we already have a church to get married in for free. We already have an officiant for free. We have like people in the church that have flower shops that want to give us a discount, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
When you know people, it helps a lot.
Do you feel like you're having a little bit of sticker shock?
Not necessarily right now because I'm not paying for it right now, but we have to start making our final payments within the next like 2.5 months. And I'm sure once I get that invoice, you know, specifically from the reception venue, and it's over $10,000, maybe even over $15,000, there will be some sticker shock for sure.
Well, I hope that people don't regret it. Like, I hope people after they get done with the entire thing
yeah.
and all the bills are paid, I hope that people don't regret the amount of money that they invested into the wedding. Because that's what I call it an investment.
It is an investment. I think, you know, David and I went back and forth a lot on whether or not to have this second big wedding with all of our friends and family. But seeing David's relatives from out of, you know, the country, RSVPing and making the trip over to the States, to me, that makes it worth it. Mm-hmm. Like them being able to have that experience, them being able to see, you know, how David is living his life now, meeting my family, having our families together. To me, that's priceless.
There you go.
We'll do it.
There you go. And another fine, another dollar goes into the fine.
Oh, there you go. I didn't even notice you said it.
We're up to $9 in the there you go jar.
Don't put it in the there you go jar. Just add it to my wedding gift that you're going to get me someday.
That's what I'll do. Yeah, so now that I've completely just destroyed my train of thought by saying the words, there you go. I think what I was saying was, the advice that I have is, well, either elope.
Which we kind of already
do that,
did.
And it's too late. You're already going to have the party.
Right.
I don't know. It's money.
It'll be fine.
Money will come back to you.
Yeah.
Right?
We're just going to have to make more money.
Yeah, just keep working right up into your wedding day. Q104. You get a fast car. I scream for whatever it's worth. I love you. Ain't that the worst thing you ever heard? Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. Good morning. So yesterday, after the show, for the first time in my life, I was trapped in an elevator.
No, stop.
Now, I have rode a lot of elevators in my life. In my lifetime.
Right.
That's the first time I've ever been stuck inside one.
In the building?
Yeah. Not in the building, in the parking garage.
Okay.
And I believe that this is the elevator that must be acting up right now that a few of our coworkers were trapped in like maybe 2 weeks ago.
See, this is why you don't park in the parking garage.
That is not the reason why. Yeah, I remember we talked about it on the show about our coworkers that were stuck in the elevator. And we even did, We on the show, we talked about, hey, what were you stuck inside?
Yeah.
And we can't even do that right now because we just did it a couple of weeks ago. But it finally happened to me. It was my turn to get stuck in the elevator. So I'm leaving work yesterday afternoon. I'm in the parking garage and I'm with Glenn, who works over at Star 102. He works in the afternoon at Star 102. And Glenn is a longtime friend of mine. And so we're talking. We get into the elevator and there's another woman in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on the basement level, so we're all actually going up to the fourth floor, and we start going up, and then all of a sudden, we start going down. We dropped a little bit.
Oh my God, that had to be so scary.
And we weren't moving at all. And
you guys were just looking at each other like,
Pretty much. And then the lights went out.
No way. Are you serious? Stop. That's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Now, in that moment, this is where my mind went.
I'm dead. That's what I would have thought. I'm dying.
I wasn't thinking about me. I was thinking about the girl that we didn't know that was in the elevator. Because what must have been going through her mind? Her name, by the way, is Michelle. But we met her on the elevator. I didn't know that going in. But in her mind, she must have been thinking, oh, my God, I am now stuck in an elevator with two strange men.
Yeah, that's scary.
And so Glenn and I are trying to make jokes. Trying to, you know, lighten the mood
right.
a little bit. And we don't really know what to do. And so there's like a little call button. And then it was ringing for a little bit. And then we think a recorded message came on. The recorded message sounded something like, elevator 6 is stuck. But it didn't have like any other, it didn't say, you know, stay where you are.
Right.
Don't panic. It didn't have like any instructions. We didn't talk to any live people. I do have some audio, though, because it occurred to me as we're in the elevator, hey, I should whip out my phone and go on Instagram. So this part of the video is from when the lights had just gone out in the elevator.
Why is this video really, really dark? Because it's dark in this elevator that I'm stuck in right now.
There's two others in here.
One yes.
Of, yeah.
There's two people.
My name's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
My name is Glenn.
That's
Hi.
Glenn over there from my friend from Star 102.
Yep, just hanging
around
out.
In the corner. So mm-hmm. we're getting to know each other, and
you are,
we'll see how long we're in here today.
I've known you for 25 years, my man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Glenn's right. We've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, but surely you're getting to know each other in a new way when you're trapped inside of an elevator together.
What a nightmare for Michelle to be stuck in an elevator with two guys who won't stop making jokes.
She seemed nice, though. She seemed like she was into your video.
You know what Michelle's deal was? So she's either a nurse or a nursing student because mm-hmm. she was dressed in scrubs. And she's like, I got to get to wherever she's going. I have a clinical today. And it has something to do with a code blue. And so she has to do, it's like an exam for nurses to show that she can handle a code blue.
Did she make it in time? Do you know?
I hope she did, because she's calling people. She's like, I'm stuck in an elevator right now.
Oh, my God.
There's two people with me. Here's video of me stuck in the elevator.
How long were you stuck?
It was only 5 to 7 minutes.
But still, 5 to 7 minutes in an elevator would feel like an eternity.
So the lights went on, and here's what happened after that. And the doors just open up, and there's people standing inside to get into the elevator. So this is what happened.
Oh, down.
Lights are on is a good sign. Lights are on. Really good sign. Okay. Yay! We're saved! You saved us!
Guys, we're stuck.
Yeah, don't get on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait for the next one.
Can I go up to... No, I'm just going to walk up the floor.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to the fourth floor as well.
Thank you so much for saving us.
You're so stupid.
Those people did not save us. They had no idea what was going on. I hope they didn't get into the elevator. So after that, I don't know. Like, I hope the building knows that there was a problem yesterday with the elevator.
Right? You're not going to get back in that elevator, are you?
I didn't this morning.
Okay.
It's the right elevator. This morning, I got into the left elevator.
Yeah.
The right elevator didn't even open up. But I don't know if I'm supposed to alert somebody about this, but... yeah, I'm here. I'm here to tell the story.
I'm glad you made it out. I would have been sobbing. I would have been a mess. So,
would you really?
Yes, I would have been scared out of my mind. Terrified.
Especially if you were stuck in an elevator with Glenn and myself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, God.
Stuff nightmares are made out of.
Will you two shut up, please? Let's get to group therapy this morning. There's plenty of people like Michelle who probably need group therapy. But we're going to talk to Aiden. Now, it was yesterday on Hash It Out that we were talking to two roommates. Aiden has a roommate issue as well, and it's very unique. We're going to get into that next. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104.
Real life, real Cleveland. The Q Morning Show.
Makes me feel happy. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. Let's get to group therapy. I like group therapy because this is when we can go in depth on you.
Yeah, and we can help you out, hopefully.
Yeah, if you're having some kind of an issue, just come to us. That's what Aiden did. Aiden's in Solon. Aiden, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on?
What can we help with?
Okay, so I need some serious advice because... I just moved in with the roommate from hell.
It's that bad.
The roommate from hell.
That bad, huh?
Let me ask you this, Aiden. How did you not know he was the roommate from hell until you moved in with him? There was no way to tell during the pre-interview process?
So I came across this guy online. That's the thing.
I would never. I would never do that.
Other friends had good experiences, but apparently I didn't. So... I was looking for a guy online, and it was not too far from work. And everything at first seemed to be good. You know, we're close in age. It was a room in a really nice house. It's big, pretty modern and updated.
Okay, sounds reasonable.
What's the bad part?
So I move in, and then I find out my new roommate, he never told me this, but he loves to play the drums.
The drums?
Yeah, and the thing is, I didn't even see the drum set when I looked in the house because he reassembled it in his room after I moved in.
Oh, my gosh. It's like it couldn't be a worse instrument. The drums are the worst instrument to have your new roommate, who you don't really know, be playing.
So, Aiden, I want to be clear. You're accusing your roommate of, during the tour of the house, of taking his drum set... taking it apart and hiding it from you so you didn't know that it was in the house when you looked at the place.
Oh, I'm not accusing him. That's the truth.
Maybe his drums were in the van because he's in a band and he had a gig the night before and he just hadn't unpacked them. I don't know.
The moral of the story is that Aiden did not know that he was a drummer.
Right. And there are currently drums in the house.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, look, if you want to rehearse your drums, it's totally fine. But then... you're doing it at 11 p.m. at midnight, and that's when he says he likes to play the most.
11 p.m.? Why so late?
He's a rock star. That's why. Rock stars aren't playing the drums at 7 in the morning.
They don't even pick up the sticks until at least 10:30.
Right.
You know, Now I know why he was looking for a new roommate, because nobody would live with him.
That's... sorry to cut you off there, Aiden. That's an idea, Morgan.
What?
An app where you're able to interview prior roommates for an apartment or a house that you want to rent.
It's like a little roommate background check.
Yes. That would have been helpful to you, Aiden, if you could talk to his prior roommate, right?
So what are you going to do? Are you going to confront him? Are you thinking of moving out?
Yeah, I am pretty stressed because I'm not getting sleep and pissed off at him. But, like, what do I do? Do I ask him to end his jam session earlier, look for another apartment? Like, what would you do?
Has he ever asked you to never touch his drum set? Like, stepbrothers?
How did,
like,
I know we would get at least one stepbrothers reference during this call?
Aiden, you touch my drum set?
I thought that was coming.
Maybe that's what you do. You touch his drum set, and then he'll get mad, and he'll move out.
That would be great.
216-474-0104. Aiden has moved in with a full-time drummer.
Who loves to play the drums at midnight.
What advice would you give Aiden? How would you handle this situation? Group therapy is next. 216-474-0104.
Something's got a hold on me lately.
Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show.
Hey! Did you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
I know you touched my drum stick. Because the left one has a chip in it.
That's just Aiden and his roommate fighting right now.
We are in a real life rendition of Step Brothers.
We're trying to help out Aiden. He recently moved in to a place, brand new roommate. He took a tour of the house. They live in a house, not an apartment. And when he took the tour, there was no drum set.
Right.
No drum set in the house. Now that he's all moved in, his roommate has unpacked a drum set and he's playing drums. He's playing bongos at all hours of the night.
And now Aiden's like, do I confront this roommate that I barely know, or do I just move out? For me, I would be gone. I'd be out of there.
This sounds like an unusual problem, but then I was thinking, it can't be that unusual. I mean, we have so many local bands here in Cleveland, in the home of rock and roll.
Maybe the drum part of it is niche, but I feel like typically there are always things that a roommate will do that will annoy you.
If I was good at this job, I would have. I sent a text to my friend Brian. He's actually the drummer in a band.
Oh, is he?
Metal Edge. Like, I wonder if.
Yes.
And he's got, you know, and his wife is and his kids. And, like, what does he do?
Does he play? Oh, you said he plays the drums?
Yeah, he plays the drums. Aaron is listening in Painesville. Aaron, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you have any suggestions on group therapy this morning for Aiden?
Yeah, I had a suggestion that he could get his roommate drum pad silencers. They are used to help silence the drums so the drummers can still work on their, you know, their, like, stick work and whatnot. But it'll silence the drums enough to where he can't hear them all through the house.
You said drum silencers.
Silencer, yeah.
Yeah, they're these rubber pads you set on top of the drums.
All right. Okay, I'm looking them up. They don't seem too expensive either. You can get them on Amazon for $36.99.
Yeah, and it could be like a good faith of... You know, faith of goodwill, saying like, "Hey, I'm willing to work with you as long as you use these instead of just being noisy all night long."
Right, right. It's like, yeah, you got to pay $36.99 for these drum silencers, but it's worth the peace and quiet.
There you go, Aiden. Our suggestion to you is to spend some more money,
right?
Buy your roommate some drum silencers,
or move out. That's what I would do. Typically, I would move out.
It'd be cheaper to buy the drum silencers, I guess, than it is to move out.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot less effort, too. Good luck, sir.
Join the band.
Yeah,
you could do that.
Learn a percussion instrument and join in the fun.
I only talk to God when I need a favor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us this morning. It's Morgan and Bill. Battle of the Burbs is on the way. So I think it's obvious that the Kelce brothers, Travis Kelce specifically, are students of the Taylor Swift School of Public Relations and Marketing because they are in the news cycle for a third straight day today. Monday, Jason announced his retirement from the NFL after 13 seasons. 2 days ago, they were in Cleveland. They were right here in Cleveland at the Cavs game. They had bobblehead night at the Cavs game. They were there being recognized. And then yesterday they dropped their podcast, the podcast that they have together, the name of the podcast always escapes me.
New Heights.
New Heights is the name of it. And one of the hot discussions on the podcast again was Jason's retirement, and Travis got emotional once again.
It was a fun journey to watch. And like I said yesterday, man, I just appreciate you showing me the way and bringing us all along the journey with you, big guy.
This has been an emotional roller coaster this week for Travis Kelce.
Literally. And Jason.
Yeah. Travis was at Jason's retirement announcement on Monday, and he was in tears. I'm sure it was, they had a great time at the Cavs game, but I'm sure that, you know, some tears were shed. And then again on the podcast this week. That's the other thing that I've noticed. And I don't know if anybody else has noticed the same thing, but isn't it nice to see guys get emotional and share their feelings?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, this is how I want my boys to grow up.
Right.
I want them to be able to be, to be able to share their feelings and to be public about the way that they feel and not be afraid to show emotion.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you consider these two are football players.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There is a circle of friends that I have that maybe 20 years ago we would be saying, oh, you know, someone would call Travis a P word.
Right.
You know, because you don't do that.
Yeah.
You're a football player.
Right.
Why are you crying in public? We've come a long way.
We have. It's refreshing.
Thank you.
I mean, you're not crying yet.
No.
But I'm sure sometime soon you probably will.
I have a feeling I'm going to be crying a lot over the next few weeks. I don't know. I don't know why I'm saying that.
Same.
Battle of the Burbs is on the way this morning. It's brought to you by Self.Inc. We've got tickets for Annie. Annie at Playhouse Square. We need two contestants next on the Q Morning Show.
They make your day. They make you laugh.
Morgan and Bill.
It's like they've been friends forever.
And they're fun to listen to. The Q Morning Show. Q104. In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Yeah, buddy. Brought to you by Self.Inc. And our players today for Battle of the Burbs. We have Leah in Berea, a graduate of Lutheran West High School in Rocky River. Leah, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. And you're going to be taking on Alicia in Newburgh Heights, who graduated from Mayfield High School. Alicia, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good luck.
All right. Your name is your buzzer. It's a best of five question trivia challenge. If you think you know the answer, say your name, and then we'll give you the cue to answer the question. Here we go with question number one. This specific type of iPod had a touch-sensitive wheel and came
Alicia.
Alicia?
The iPod Nano.
The wow. Nano is correct, yes. Alicia on the board with one. Question number two. Where is Big Ben located?
Alicia.
Yeah. Alicia?
England, London.
London, yes, is correct. Okay, Alicia could do a clean sweep. If you get this next question correct, Leah has yet to get on the board. Number three, which competition show has contestants sing in giant costumes?
Leah. Alicia.
Leah?
The Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer is correct. Alicia still leads 2-1. Question number four, in what state is the Grand Canyon located?
Alicia.
Leah.
Alicia for the win.
Oh, God. Grand Canyon, Arizona?
Arizona! That was so nerve-wracking! Alicia, you won.
Woo! Thank you! Yay!
I was like, I don't think she comprehended that she won.
You have No. I doubted myself there.
You have asked that Grand Canyon question before, I believe. And
long
that
time
would,
ago.
It seems to stump people.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I only know it, I guess, because I live there.
Right.
Yeah, it's Arizona.
Arizona.
All right. Alicia, way to go. Thanks for listening this morning.
Thank you.
You have Annie tickets.
Something I'm made for.
Billie Eilish, a live performance of that song coming up this Sunday night at the Oscars. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now Morgan and Bill. The Q Morning Show. So we are getting into the snacks that Americans are most nostalgic for. Morgan has the list. I don't know the list, but I want to see if I remember snacks because I've been thinking like, the snacks that I enjoy the most, I believe are still around.
Yeah. There's most a of couple them anyway. That aren't still around for me, but a couple of them are. But according to this list, Dunkaroos.
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 I don't remember Dunkaroos. Are those,
what?
Aren't those still around?
Well, they were discontinued for a while, but they made a comeback during the pandemic.
Okay.
So they've been back for 4 years, but they did go away for a little bit of time.
I believe that they made a comeback in my house. I believe I've seen these in little snack bags. So what do?
You Dunkaroos.
You take a little cookie and dunk it into something and then eat it?
Yeah, it's like they have a little compartment for the cookies and then frosting because you had to dunk them, obviously.
All right. I'll see if there's any left in my house. I'll try it.
Oreo Cakesters.
I don't remember this.
Me neither.
I mean, obviously, I remember Oreos.
They were a softer version of Oreos. So they were cake-like Oreos, right? They were also discontinued for 10 years, but Nabisco brought them back in 2022. It's like the same trend that we're seeing with movies where everybody wants sequels and remakes of their favorite movies from the early 90s. I feel like that's what people are doing with the snack industry as well.
Okay. What else is on the list?
Bagel bites. Love a good bagel bite.
Are those still around?
Yes. Mini pizzas. On the little bagel, I can't remember the last time I had them. It has to have been at least. Actually, when I first moved into my apartment 5 years ago, I didn't know how to cook anything. So I did have bagel bites as an adult.
This sounds like something that I don't ever recall ever having them. But also just the way that I consume food, just the way that I eat. I would look at bagel bites and say, no, I don't want that.
Really?
I want the entire bagel or I want an entire pizza. I can't just have snack size anything.
Right.
I need to overeat.
What about Waffle Crisp cereal?
Waffle Crisp. I don't know if I remember that.
What? You don't remember Waffle Crisp?
Waffle Crisp.
It was so good. Oh my gosh.
I don't remember this.
The little honeycombs. Ugh. So good.
Honeycombs big. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can get them on Amazon. A pack of four. You got to buy them in bulk if you would like to try.
I don't remember that. My favorite cereal when I was a kid was Fruity Pebbles. Do they still make Fruity Pebbles?
They still make Fruity Pebbles. Yes.
I ate an entire box of Fruity Pebbles on a Saturday morning, watching Saturday morning cartoons. My mom was so mad at me.
Why?
Because I ate an entire box of Fruity Pebbles, and I did it before she got up. You know, it was a Saturday morning, and I'm watching cartoons, and I just poured another bowl of cereal and just ate the whole thing.
Do you remember Jujubes?
I remember hearing about them. I don't think that...
They were like...
Could you get those at the movie theater?
Like, yeah.
That was a popular movie theater snack, Jujubes?
Yeah, definitely. What about Wonder Balls? What's in your Wonder Ball? Do you remember that?
I don't remember that one. No.
It was like this big chocolate ball, and then there was always just some sort of prize inside. Cream Savers? Yo, my mom used to come through with the Cream Savers in church. That was what I would snack on during the church services when I was there for 12 hours a day as a child.
Cream Savers. Those are, it's just candy, right?
Yeah, yeah. The only
Your mom would give you hard candy in church?
Yeah.
Because you would think that would make a lot of noise.
Well,
like you're just...
No. I mean, it's kind of like a breath mint where you just kind of like hold it in your cheek for a while. I mean, do you have any snacks that you wish would make a comeback or things maybe you ate as a kid that you're like, I wish my boys knew the thrill of a Jujubee?
I'm trying to think. I used to, I'm not like a sweet tooth guy. I am a junk food guy.
Okay.
So for me, it was always Doritos, Fritos.
Right.
Anything else that ends with an O.
Right. Do you remember? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that they used to make taco flavored Doritos when I was a kid, and I loved them. And I think they came back for a while. I don't think Doritos is making them anymore, though.
They have like 18 million different flavors of Doritos.
Now,
yeah, so you'd have to look into it.
See, it's too extreme for me. Like, once it got extreme, I had to walk away. It's like, this is too much.
You know what I miss me and my cousins used to get all the time from the candy store down the road from my grandma's house? Do you remember those wax soda things?
I think so.
They were very small.
They looked like mini Coke bottles.
Yeah, and it was just like popsicle juice.
Yeah,
but it was made of wax, and you'd have to bite the top off,
and
then
suck
you'd
it down.
Yeah, literally have to like put your finger on it, like push it through because it wouldn't come through because it was wax. I miss that.
How much were those?
Oh, they had to have been like 50 cents. I don't remember what they were called though.
Yeah, my favorite. If I do have a favorite candy, it's Reese's Pieces.
Yes.
And they still make that, as far as I know. I see it in the movie theater all the time. And sometimes I'll get an entire box of Reese's Pieces.
Love it.
And I will also consume an entire box of Reese's Pieces at the movies, which is why I don't go to the movies.
I'm learning, though, that you can find anything on Amazon. Like, you can get these wax bottles now on Amazon.
Right.
So maybe I'll just be divulging into my youth and buying some of these on Amazon today.
I don't know if I would want to consume them, because how long have they been in stock?
Right.
They've been in stock since 1987.
Right.
Maybe it's something that you shouldn't consume at
right.
that point. We're going to get into, and I don't know how we're going to get into it, but things that have flown at your car.
Okay.
You're driving along and it hits your car.
And you're like, what was that?
Yeah. And maybe you can't ignore it. Because
did something hit your car?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah. We'll get into that next. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. There's a story in the news today that has triggered an irrational fear of mine, and that's something that flies at your car and hits your car.
What story?
There's a woman in, I believe this is Canada, she is suing a golf club because she was driving by a golf course and a golf ball flew inside of her car in the open window and hit her in the face.
Oh my gosh. Is she okay?
Yeah. This happened in June of last year. So now they're going to court. She has had to deal with a myriad of health issues.
I'm sure.
Face lacerations and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh.
So the golf club is being sued. She's even suing the golfer.
I thought you meant the physical club. Like
no,
the golf.
Ball.
At first I was like, she's suing a golf club? Like,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just confusing because it's the same word. Yeah. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah, the owners of the golf course and the golfer is being sued as well for being negligent. But if you're a golfer, I mean, and you're a bad golfer?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not like they did it on purpose.
Right.
It's not like I'm going to aim for that lady's face.
He was trying to hit it straight. He has a slice.
I wonder if she has like a legal leg to stand on there.
I do not know.
Yeah, we're not lawyers.
And this golfer probably had to take a 2-stroke penalty for that.
Maybe more than that.
Maybe. He did not have a good round of golf that day. But this is why it triggered it, because something happened to me like a long time ago where I was driving and something flew at my car and hit my car. And to this day, I get triggered by when I'm driving. Like, the memory will come back to me. And I was fairly young. I was 19 years old. And at the time, I was going to college, but I was working in Akron. And I was working on the radio in Akron and overnights. So I was working from midnight to 5:30.
Nice.
And so I'm driving to Akron. So I'm on I-76. And I'm behind a semi-truck.
I hate that. First of all, I hate that.
And out of nowhere, and I don't even know where it came from. It either fell off the truck, or it was in the road and the semi truck rolled over it and then it flew up at me.
Oh my gosh.
But it's this large metal sheet of just a sheet of metal.
Oh my gosh.
And I see it. I see the whole thing happen and I see this metal sheet flying at me.
No.
And I had the thought in my head, that's it.
That's how I'm going
done.
Out. Yeah. Final destination. That's what it is. Yikes. What did you do?
What ended up happening was it shifted to the left. So it smashed into my windshield. It completely removed my, my driver or the passenger side, mirror. So that was smashed off and then smashed my passenger side window.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
And I'm still driving. I'm on 76. I can't pull over at this point. And it's 11:30 at night. It's in the dead of winter. So, you know, it's like wind is coming in and all of a sudden it's 30 degrees in my car. And I'm just looking over. Did that really happen? Like, I'm staring over at the passenger side and there's just shattered glass all over my, if that sheet of metal was a little bit more to the right, my head would have been in the backseat.
Well, praise the Lord that it missed you.
And now every time that I drive and I get behind a semi truck, it's like, nope.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it, too. Even driving next to a semi-truck, I'm like, no, thank you.
So let's get into what flew at your car and hit your car. 216-474-0104. Are you okay after it happened? That's the most important thing. I guess if you're going to call the show, you're probably fine at this point. 216-474-0104. Dua Lipa, Q104. It's Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. We're talking about what flew at your car and hit your car. I was just triggered by this story about a woman who was driving and just minding her own business and enjoying the nice day. This is June of last year. She had her windows open. And then a golf ball flies into her car and hits her in the face.
It is so wild. Like, what are the chances that that happens?
That is an astronomical chance, I would imagine.
Truly.
The odds are out of this world, I'm sure. Alan is listening to us on the west side. Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
What flew at your car and hit your car?
Well, hopefully this registers as astronomical as well. But yes, I was leaving out of downtown one afternoon, mm-hmm. had a 90 East, mm-hmm. and just driving, having a nice, drive. And I see two geese coming. Off the lake.
What? Okay.
All right.
Flying right towards me. And it was like slow motion. I watched them the whole time and everything. I'm like, no, they are not about to hit me. They are not about to hit me. And sure enough, one of them crashed right into my windshield.
One of them did?
Gosh.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yep. I had feathers came into the car.
Oh, no.
I had the window down because, you know, I had an old school truck. I was driving, so I'm trying to, you know, roll up the window, but not quite in time, but I mean, the geese kept flying.
Oh, yeah. Well, good.
Oh, yes. The geese is fine.
Yeah, they flying, made it out alive.
I was not expecting a happy ending to that story.
Me neither. Oh, yeah. That's good.
I guess there's a lot of geese that fly off the lake. I see them in Westlake all the time.
Not flying into your windshield.
No. Usually not. Brittany's in Wadsworth. Brittany, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What flew at your car and ended up hitting your car?
So it was a dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
What? Yep, dishwasher. I was driving, and there was a truck in front of me that had a dishwasher in the back of it, and apparently they didn't have it tied down. And I was just driving along, and of course I've seen, you know, Final Destination movies.
Right.
I kept my distance because I don't trust people. And luckily I did, because we were coming up over a bridge that was going over a highway. And then all of a sudden, like the previous caller said, it was like slow motion. Mm-hmm. You just see this dishwasher just go flying up
out of the back of
this truck and just come straight for my car.
No.
And I slam on the brakes. And it literally lands right in front of my car, and the water from the dishwasher just goes all over my car.
Okay,
oh
so you
God.
Slam into the dishwasher.
It's like you're at the splash zone at SeaWorld.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did the owner of the dishwasher, did he pull over?
He did, yes. We both pulled over. Well, I was already stopped because, of course, the dishwasher was landing, like, right in front of my car. So, And I was just so shaken up. Like, I couldn't drive yet. I was shaking so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
I was crying.
I
was a mess. I was scared to death.
I would be making jokes at that point. See, when I'm in uncomfortable situations like that, like yesterday when I'm stuck in an elevator, I just make dumb jokes. The first thing I would say to that guy is, does this come in a set? Washer and dryer. Can I get the dryer with this as well?
That would be great.
Brittany, I'm glad you're okay.
Yes, me too.
And
thank you.
Yeah, that's a tough one to top, a dishwasher.
Ooh, seriously.
Would not have expected that, for sure. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Time you find a little something. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Do you remember when Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes were a thing?
I do. They were on and off for quite a while, weren't they?
Yeah, they were a cute couple. They dated for about 2 years, I believe, and broke up when? I want to say in 2021. But then, and you talked about this, I want to say it was either last year that they were spotted kissing
at Coachella or something.
Yeah. And was that a fling? I'm not sure what that was, but Camila was on a podcast, the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Yes.
And she was talking about her fling with Shawn Mendes last year.
It was a great route. It was a fun time. It was a fun moment. And, you know, and I will always care about him and love him.
Yeah.
He's such a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they saw each other. They were together for 2 years. They see each other again, and those old sparks are reignited.
Yeah.
So I get it.
I need her to tell me where he is. Where is Shawn Mendes? Where is Shawn Mendes? Have we alerted the authorities? Because who's seen him?
Let's see if she mentions it here. My guess is that she's not going to. She talks about, again, on this podcast, she says that she and Shawn quickly realized that their fling, their second attempt at the relationship, just wasn't working.
And it took us both less time, mm-hmm. like to be like, this doesn't feel right. And we don't really need to like try so hard to like make it work. Like, it's all good. Like, this is not feeling good. Like, let's be friends. I love you. Mm-hmm. I love you. It's all good. Let's move on.
And then that's when Shawn just went away.
I mean, we have not seen the man in years. Where is he?
He did announce, and I believe that he was in the middle of a tour where he announced that he was having some mental health issues.
Yes.
And wanted to take some time off for the tour. I believe he canceled the entire tour.
He canceled the entire tour. He was supposed to come to Cleveland. Didn't he cancel like the show before coming to Cleveland?
Yeah, that's very possible. I remember him canceling the show, all of his shows anyway.
And we're totally for it. Like, if that's what you need to do to get your headspace in a good place, like, absolutely. He just never came back. I'm worried.
It's interesting. There's no timeline on this.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with mental health issues, it doesn't mean that, oh, I'm going to take a break and in 6 months I'm going to be fine.
Yeah.
If he's still dealing with something, he might still be in the middle of it.
It's been a year and a half.
I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, though. He's working on a big comeback.
Fingers crossed.
I will, what's that? What do you do? What's the M word that I'm trying to think of when you send it out in the world?
Manifest.
I'm manifesting it for you, Sean. That's what I'm doing.
Yes.
They make your day. They make you laugh.
Morgan and Bill.
It's like they've been friends forever.
And they're fun to listen to. The Q Morning Show. Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.